When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
It is Ryan here, and I have a question for you. What do you do when you win? Like, are you a fist pumper, a woo-hooer, a hand clapper, a high-fiver? I kind of like the high-five, but if you want to hone in on those winning moves, check out Chumba Casino. At ChumbaCasino.com, choose from hundreds of social casino-style games for your chance to redeem serious cash prizes. There are new game releases weekly, plus free daily bonuses, so don't wait. Start having the most fun ever at ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW. Void or prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
It's time for today's Lucky Land Horoscope with Victoria Cash.
Life's gotten mundane, so shake up the daily routine and be adventurous with a trip to Lucky Land. You know what they say, your chance to win starts with a spin. So go to LuckyLandSlots.com to play over 100 social casino-style games for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Get lucky today at LuckyLandSlots.com.
Available to players in the U.S., excluding Washington and Michigan. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void or prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey everybody, what's going on? Rob Cesternino back again to talk with you about the week's most interesting news stories here for the week of April 30th, 2024, here on News AF.
If the story is buzzing like it's on crystal meth, it's about to be News AF. If the same old news makes you bored to death, it's time for some News AF. Actual, factual news.
Yes, News AF is back today, and we've got so much stuff to get to here today with our News AF panel. Back with us, Pickleball's top influencer. Here he is, yes. America's Dad, Tyson Apostle. Tyson, how are you?
I'm doing great. I hurt my elbow weirdly playing disc golf, trying to throw the disc as hard as I could. And I think there's a form to it where you don't have to hurt yourself, but then I wouldn't be putting as much effort into my throw.
Mm-hmm. And as hard as you can is something you shouldn't do
anywhere.
As you age.
That's why all these pitchers need Tommy John surgery.
Yeah, it's true. Yeah. So, and I threw to, I went disc golfing too many days in the week. So now I have to taper back on my elbow. Starts feeling better, but it is feeling better now. So I'm on the mend.
Yeah.
I tried icing it. I tried heating it. I tried stretching it. I tried red light therapy, all the things.
Wow. Crystals?
Not yet.
Okay. Crystal bath.
Mm-hmm. A crystal bath. Yeah. But I'm feeling good now and I'm going to go test it out this week.
Yeah. Are you in a new setup today, Tyson?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I just said that I noticed like helmets behind you and
Helmets?
No helmets,
hats,
sneakers,
hats. Okay.
Yeah. I got it. Fila.
Spiral things. Yes. Is that an award?
Gamma. Rollers. Back rollers.
Back rollers. Okay.
Back rollers. You need an elbow roller.
Hats. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hats.
Shoes.
You have
shoes.
Yeah. It's all your gear.
It's all my gear, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep.
Back with us, also a man who collects gear and jackets. It's Danny Bryson.
Yeah. And I had a man touching my face over the week, last week.
Mm-hmm.
I was telling Rob about it. I hate it. Hate people touching my face.
But this was a duster.
If you want to be my instant enemy, touch my face. I shouldn't even suggest that. When my kids were cute and little and they would touch my face, I became a different dad.
Is that true?
Yeah, I'm like, get this thing away from me. It's touching my face.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow.
So the guy was
kids have dirty hands, too.
Yeah
but still, they're your kids. It's like,
it doesn't matter. Just don't touch my face.
They get a pass.
But this guy, so I didn't have the female dermatologist. She was no longer in our insurance group plan, whatever.
Oh, okay.
And so we had to go to a new guy. And the old lady, she wasn't old, but the lady we used last year, she had like all this technology, these lights, and like she would really look at your face. This guy was like, I was telling Rob, some old blind crone trying to sense out the cancer with his fingers by just touching my face.
What's his name?
I don't even remember, but I know there's a dermatologist in this who's going to listen to this and be like, well, that's one way to do it, right? I don't know. It gets really hard where you have cancer. Mm-hmm. But then he was just blasting my face with the, you know, super cold air at spots that I didn't think looked necessarily horrible. Like right here, he blasted that. I'm like, oh, I scratched that with my thumbnail while I was asleep. And he's like, no, that's probably cancer. I was like, dude, whoa. He's just like watching me squirm or something.
To the man with a hammer, everything looks like a nail.
Right? And so after manhandling my face, which is like my number one thing I don't like, he was blasting it with freezing cold air. It was just like, whoa. He walked out like in a daze. It just happened.
So do you think that probably cancer is, that's what he was, that was the diagnosis for a lot of these?
No, this is what he says. I don't like the look of that.
I don't like the look of that.
His
opinion on the look of things was enough to give it a blast.
And like, did he charge you per blast or how did this work?
I came home and I said, Liz, do you think we get charged per blast? Because that would explain all the blasting in the face. Mm-hmm. He blasted me in the face like 5 times.
Okay, for $7,000.
$1,000 per blast. Then another $1,000 to have the privilege of him touching my face. Mm-hmm. So probably what the bill will be.
I was in college once, believe it or not.
Mm-hmm.
And it was the swim team playing Ultimate Frisbee.
Yeah.
We were like, had this, like, before the season started, you could do extracurricular exercise, but it was still as the team. So instead of going to the gym with the team, like you would during the season, we'd do other activities. And one of them was play Ultimate Frisbee.
Back when you had a young man's elbow.
Correct. And we would play with the other athletes. Like, so we'd get just like a smorgasbord of athletes, of student athletes.
Healthy, young, fit people.
Yeah. And it was mostly freshmen because it was all the freshmen that had gathered their athlete friends from the athletic department. And then all the seniors and stuff from the, so it was the whole swim team and then some other freshman athletes.
Did you play in Speedos?
No, but one of the guys, one of the freshmen that not swimmer touched the face of one of the senior swimmers and he lost his shit.
Yeah, dude,
lost it. He was like, I don't know you. I've never seen you. I've never heard of you.
Yeah.
Do not touch my face. And the guy's like, I didn't mean to touch your face. I was just trying to guard you. They got into like a tussle. Like they,
dude, that's why when you challenge someone to a duel, you slap them in the face.
Oh,
I mean, like the face is like the place where war start probably over the face. Mm-hmm. So yeah, don't touch anyone's face.
Mm-hmm.
Keep your I came to you, Danny, and it'd been a long time and I was like, laid my palm of my hand on the side. It's like,
oh my gosh, that would be a violation that I don't know if I could recover from.
Even as a joke now, after this conversation.
Do you know how much people would pay for Tyson to touch their face?
You lay your palm on my hand.
On your face, like this.
Yeah.
That's, and I'm like, Danny, so good to see you. But like in public where everybody can see and everybody's like, aw.
I would say to Liz later, I don't know what's going
on. People would pay hundreds of dollars to be blessed by Tyson like that.
I know, maybe, but I'm not that person. There's no one on this planet Earth who I would want to touch my face or off the planet Earth that I would want to touch my
Jay-Z?
Face. No.
Elon Musk? Yeah, I know how Elon Musky you are, bro.
No. Jessica Rabbit?
Jessica Rabbit.
One can touch my face, please.
Jesus?
That's kind of what Jessica Rabbit does when she performs, is she touches people's faces.
Yeah, I wouldn't be into that. I'd be, whoa.
She goes right to your table and like grabs your face.
I guess that at least there's a glove that might improve.
So what if I washed hands or wore a brand new glove to cup?
No, it would be so weird. Why are you touching my face?
Because it's hilarious, dude. And the more we talk about it, the funnier it's going to be. I know. Now I'm at the Double Brood in Illinois.
I know. I'm trying to remind myself to avoid you for at least 6 months so that this can fade into the distant memory of Jason Apostle.
Okay.
I won't do it, Daddy.
Okay, good.
I could see how bugged. I could see how bothered he's going to be. Yeah, you'd get over it. You'd get over it with me because I'd laugh about it so much that you would like eventually be like, don't do it. Just don't do it again.
Yeah. To all the fans that run into Danny in Canada and on the trails, please don't even think about it.
Could you imagine just someone on the trail touching my face?
How about this for a business for Danny? I'll charge you half what the dermatologist charged you to not touch your face.
Hmm. Can you also detect cancer somehow by not touching my face?
I can find baby cancers. Yeah, I could probably find baby cancers.
And by the way, if you're not sure, you just zap it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
That might be zap.
Yeah. Better safe than sorry.
Yeah. Because you didn't mind his zapper, right? Just him touching your face?
No, I minded both.
Okay.
But the touching of the face was
was worse.
A bridge too.
So we need to get a different zapper too.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, let's get into some of these stories that we have for you here today, because we have a big story out of New York City. There is a
New York City.
Yeah. A new hero. A savior of the city, perhaps. The crowd is cheering for Cheeseball Man.
Cheeseball Man? Is he related to Goat Man that we had on the podcast years ago?
Or Dog Man.
Dog Man?
Yeah, Cheeseball Man. He has posted signs across New York City. And the sign said, I will eat this entire jar of cheese balls on Saturday, April 27th.
What a boss, dude. This is like a kid's thing where let's say Bergen's like, I love cheese balls so much. That's what I want to do for a job. And you're like, you can't make money eating cheese balls. And she's like, I'll prove it to you. And then just starts posting signs all over the city. As a billionaire,
this is how desperate we are as a society for a hero. Mm-hmm. We're like, dude, we'll take Cheeseball Man, just anyone who's not a piece of crap.
Yeah.
Haven't done the back. He hasn't Ken Boned himself yet, but listen, we are not out.
That's
of
why he's wearing the mask.
Okay. We are not out of
the Let's mask. Check in. This is Eyewitness News from New York City, and they've got the report on Cheeseball Man.
What we deserve is Cheeseball Man.
Yes.
And who is and what is Cheeseball Man? Well, right. We found out this past
it's
weekend.
All a mystery.
Cheeseball Man! Cheeseball Man!
Why were there hundreds of people gathered at this New York City park over the weekend shouting Cheeseball Man?
Why do you think people are so infatuated with you?
I think everybody wants to be behind the mask.
Now, what do you think of this interview that Cheeseball Man gave to Eyewitness News?
Mm-hmm. I love cool. it. I love yes. the mask. Very themed. So he's got, by the way, if you can't see the video, he's wearing a orange, hunting orange.
Yeah.
Not a mask that was made to be a mask, but no. A custom-made mask that appears to be a giant hoodie that he's cut eye and mouth holes into.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no one's okay. touching his face, Danny. That's right. Thank you.
That's what I'm going to wear.
This is...
Next time to the dermatologist.
This is the Wally version of, like, Batman. This is, like, the modern-day, like, into-the-future Batman, where it's like, so what do? You fight crime and stuff? No, I eat cheese balls.
He eats the cheese balls.
But aren't those bad for you? Probably.
I also love how he has a green bed sheet, which is always interesting that you would have one on hand. And he's not even using it as a green screen. It's just like a green bed sheet.
Yeah.
And an orange cape. Don't forget the cape.
But look at all the people cheering for him.
It all started with these flyers, which have been hanging all over Manhattan for a few months now. They hold a simple message from a masked man who wishes to be anonymous. Come see me eat this entire jar of cheese balls on April 27th.
I didn't really expect this many people to show up.
Well, they did. The festivities kicking off with a speech as many took videos for social media. This one currently holds about 10 million views.
I think I'd like to know a little bit more about the text of the speech that Cheeseball Man gave.
Can you imagine
what's his platform?
The Cheeseball Manifesto.
How many pages do you think it is?
I bet you he's got a whole like 100-page handwritten
manifesto. Only one copy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah. We know he's pro cheeseball, but we don't know any of his political views.
Pro cheeseball. Maybe he hates the cheeseballs.
He's doing it as a favor to us that he's destroying them.
The cheeseballs. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
He's eating them so we don't have to. I like that.
Then Cheeseball Man hyped up the crowd by running around holding a flag with his mask face on it.
Cheeseballs.
But of course, finally the time came when the man going by Cheeseball Man would have to commit to consuming more than 2,000 calories of cheddar and cornmeal.
There was a moment that...
What do you think his poo is like after?
Yellow.
Tyson, yeah. Do you think he's practiced this beforehand to get ready?
Of course. Yeah, you have to.
Way too risky.
I don't know if you think he's finished them before like that, like finished mm-hmm. a whole thing. I don't think you need to try and finish a whole thing. But yeah, I think you do. You do need to practice and make sure that.
Go ahead. Remember rotisserie chicken guy?
Yeah.
I mean, this is kind of on the same level. Okay. I think this guy is a little bit cooler than the rotisserie chicken guy. But again,
I need to see him without the mask.
Yes.
I need
once to see we see him remove that mask and find out he's some canned bone, it could all go down.
Do you think this guy could get on reality TV somewhere?
The traders? I mean,
the traders.
I think he'd be probably the first person I would vote for. Of like, so who do you think the traitor is? Like, I'm thinking Cheeseball Man. I mean, he's wearing a mask. It's very sus.
He doesn't have a mask. He doesn't have a mask in the show.
Oh, you wouldn't even know. Should there be a reality show of who was Cheeseball Man?
Who is Cheeseball Man?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a local New York show only.
Where do you buy a mask like that? And what need is there for masks like that?
I think he made it himself, Danny.
If you look at the video of him in the park, it's actually
They have those pull down beanies. Yeah, that have the eye holes, mouth holes. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, they have those. I had those when I was a kid.
Well,
so. Yeah.
So Cheeseball Man, he showed up. He drew a big crowd. People love him.
Uh-huh. I was definitely going to throw up. And then people said, keep it down really loudly. So I just kept it in.
ABC News exchanged messages with the people who were there. Most of them saying they went because they thought it sounded hilarious. One adding, quote, even from two blocks away, you could hear the crowd.
Wow. It's beloved.
After almost a half an hour, the now legendary Cheeseball Man finally accomplished his quest.
Holy balls.
And then immediately signed autographs. He asked ABC not to disclose his name, but what we can tell you is he's 22 years old and just graduated from NYU and genuinely wants to be more than just a culinary conqueror.
Look at the people. Cheesy remnants on his hand. I know.
Cheeseball Man, he did it. With an NYU degree. Yeah.
There are musicians who practice and train their whole life to play a show with even a fraction of that crowd and haven't been able to do it.
What nefarious thing is happening right now that the world has to be distracted by Cheeseball Man? Can you imagine?
There's nothing. I mean, I can't believe people have that much time out of their day to pay attention to Cheeseball Man.
Yeah. Yeah. Now, they did ask him, what is he going to do next? And he says that Cheeseball Man, aside from snacking, does his best to clean up unwanted trash from New York City. He says, I clean up the city, I pick up trash. You know, when I see people, they need to, you know, and he's going to clean up the city.
Yes. Again,
I love that message. Yeah. And I was just thinking about that today when I saw a bunch of people in Florida dumping a trash can out of their boat into the water. And I thought, well, this is horrible. He's restored faith until he removed that mask, though. Still.
Yeah. Until we do a full social media audit on this guy. Yes. We can't be certain. Yeah.
Although a little bit of a mixed message as we see the throngs of supporters dumping cheese balls on his head, making a bigger mess in New York City.
The pigeons will clean that up.
The pigeons will take care of that. Yeah. Yeah. That's organic.
Yeah, that's organic material. That's 85%. That's 85%.
Hardly organic.
Yeah, I'm going to say
85% biodegradable.
Mm-hmm.
And 15% plastic.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you're right.
But no word on what he's going to do next.
Good. I like it. He can be like the George Washington of public eating.
Yeah.
You know, he just has his one thing and then moves on.
He says he's not really sure where to take the whole thing. I'm thinking maybe just keep it to New York or maybe not uploading until next year's event. I just want to make sure I'm doing what's right for my people. Yeah. I don't like the my people part of it.
He's got a cult going on.
It doesn't sound like he's building something.
Isn't this how all religions start?
Mm-hmm.
This guy starts getting power hungry. He gets attention. He gets power hungry. Then all of a sudden he's like, you know what? I'm going to take all the fair maidens for myself. Sorry, everyone. Like that.
Yeah.
Beware.
Yeah. First, you satisfy your own hunger, and then you satisfy the hunger of the city.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and then you satisfy, and then you satisfy all of your lustful desires.
Yeah.
Well, what's the point, you know, if you're not going to have lustful desires satisfied?
That's what I'm saying.
But you think that Cheeseball Man could start his own religion?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. That's where we have to watch and make sure that we're a little, you know, you just always, you don't want this much power. Like, it's Taylor Swift. God bless her. I'm not starting a war with the Swifties.
No.
But the second that she decided to be like, you know what? I'm using my powers for evil. She'd have so many people there. And we got to avoid this with Cheeseball Man because he's not as beloved or trusted as Taylor Swift
could be.
He hasn't proven himself.
What if Taylor Swift started dating Cheeseball Man? Oh. I mean, just imagine what those two could combine their powers to do. Here, let's see. I think this is a little bit of his pre-show act. Let me see if I can hear any of this. Okay. Really, he's got the crowd eating out of the palm of his hand. They're hanging on his every cheese ball.
What I can't hear is manifesto.
Yeah, I think this is a post-manifesto. What do we think about Cheeseball Man that he ran around the crowd with a flag of Cheeseball Man?
That's dangerous.
Mm-hmm.
That's a dictator movement. How many people do you know have their own face on a flag?
Yeah.
And I don't think it's like a good sign if that's what you have.
Okay.
So, yeah, so, we got to keep a watchful eye. I'm sure the FBI has put him on a list.
For Cheeseball Man. All right.
Yeah.
This is, okay, great week for News AF. We have Cheeseball Man, and then also Tyson. I know that you are very tapped into all of the latest fashion trends. Have you seen these trendy new designer jeans that have
like
a...
Piss yourself?
Yes.
Calico pants. We already saw these. We already saw the calico pants on a sketch comedy show a couple years ago.
Yeah. Well,
they weren't made. Yeah. That was just a.
You couldn't really buy them.
You
had to give. Yeah.
Yeah.
You got to give.
These are real, though. I think you can really buy these. The brand new.
Has anybody tried to buy them?
That's a good question.
Are they just a fancy cover like Calico was, where it's like, we really did piss ourselves, but guess what? These are $800 jeans.
Yeah. Okay. So this was a fashion show look, which was created by designer Jordan Luca. Let's check out this new design. Danny, what do you make of these?
I was wondering when I very first saw this headline, if you could normalize something by just making it trendy, right? So you made it acceptable to have wet front end of your pants just by making those pants that already have that front one wet front end popular. Would it work? Could you normalize pant pissing? Is that possible?
Mm-hmm.
Maybe.
I don't think so. This isn't taken off, dude. This is just a fancy version of the calico pants.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you think, did they nail it though? Because I feel like that the stain has gone, is very wide. Are you sitting? And
yeah, if you're sitting when you're pissing, sure. Otherwise, you need gravity to work on this a little bit and pull.
I don't even think if you're sitting that you would get that stain. I'm not a professional pant pisser, but I'm pretty sure, like Tyson just said, gravity is going to pull all that liquid down. Yeah. It's not going to go over.
Yeah. Danny, do they make these in a Quadrosaurus version?
Yeah, I'm not going to fit. I'm looking at this model and thinking I can't get these pants.
Well, the good news is, though, Danny, is all you have to do is just piss yourself in Quadrosauruses and say that those are these.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a good idea.
Yeah, these are going for about 500 euro.
Yeah.
I mean, 500 pounds.
And has anybody bought any? Do we know that somebody's bought a pair?
I don't know.
Someone has.
Can we try to see if you can even buy a pair or if this is calicoed? Brilliant.
Usually in these fashion shows, these things are not available at the moment that you see them on the runway.
Correct.
Yeah. So
and a lot of stuff never, ever makes it out of the runway.
But these are done just right.
Yeah, it's like when you go to the, when you go to the car show and you see all the cars of the future, and none of them ever come to pass.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, these are like pants of the future.
I mean, Danny, if you wore these in a Cybertruck,
That's to be
double
expected.
Turn off.
They might actually; these might come with the Cybertruck. Mm-hmm.
They do. They actually they come with the Cybertruck. That's true. I love it. Extra skinny piss pants with pointy boot shoes and a Cybertruck.
Okay.
Oh, dude, I love pointy boot shoes.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's the look this spring.
Mm-hmm. Well, not my look.
Mm-hmm. Not my look either.
Yeah. Now, allegedly, according to this article or this Facebook post, the sole supplier, they say, we actually got the pea stain jeans and they say that they're sold out.
They call them pea stain jeans?
I don't know what they are technically called. They're called...
Wait, did the supplier say pea stain jeans in the article?
I hope so.
All right. So again, some of this stuff on the web is a little hard to decipher. Okay.
Yeah.
This is from a Facebook post called The Sole Supplier. They say that we actually got the pea stain jeans before GTA 6. The apparel... the company called Jordan Lucas selling these stain stonewash jeans. They call them stain stonewash jeans.
Okay.
And they apparently are sold out.
Hmm.
I'm on his website.
JordanLuca.com.
Wow. Yeah, I'm on that website. And front and center, when you pull down the menu, it's got the piss pants jeans.
Yeah.
Front and center on the little menu pull down.
Boy,
you know, sometimes when we talk about these news stories, I just like imagine that they're coming from a different world. Cheese puff man, piss pants.
Yeah.
It's just like, is this the world I live in?
Yeah.
This is the Wall-E era.
Tyson, do you think that you might be able to make a jingle for the piss jeans?
No, you are the one that made the piss. Oh, piss cave is what I did. You're right. Let's see. Let me think. I mean, it's basically the same.
Oh, I thought you were going to do like a little, like a jingle, like, what's that stain on the front of your jeans? It's piss.
Oh.
Really? It's not. I think that's what the exciting part is.
Yeah, that's what it's not. So Danny, you do the jingle. Do that same jingle.
What's that stain on the front of your jeans? It's piss.
No, it's not. Yeah, that's the jingle.
There you go. You're welcome, Jordan Luca.
Yeah, we did it. Yeah.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather, now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino-style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at ChumbaCasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18 plus.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino. With cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
We got a story here as we, you know, have been following a lot of the stories about the cicadas. Well, apparently they're getting so noisy in my neighboring state of South Carolina that people have started calling the police. Now, seems like a little bit of a
cicadas
of a Karen move to call the police on the cicadas.
Yeah, what are they going to do, like fire machine guns into the forest? You would need, like, at most, you'd kill like 100, maybe, if you got a couple lucky hits.
Full SWAT teams rolling into parks, just unloading.
Yeah, like Predator, like, yeah, you know, when Arnold is like just cutting trees in half.
And then they'll just wait, and the cicada makes a sound, and they go again, and it's just like nonstop all night long.
Actually, it's...
So, yeah, I don't know why they are so loud, but apparently people are calling the police because they think that they are sirens. Why they make this noise?
Oh, my God.
Cicadas are so noisy in South Carolina County. Oh. Residents are calling the police.
I love it. I love it. It's, oh, man. Can you imagine if
it made me cry?
Like
all I can think about is that scene.
What is it called? Like the... The part-time volunteer military, like they're coming from neighboring states, coming in. The
ROTC.
I don't know why.
Not the ROTC. Yes, the other guys. Man, I can't think. Somebody in the chat will tell us what they are, but they're coming in from neighboring states, trucking them in by the busloads, making firefighters, National Guard, National Guards from
calling
all
the National
over.
Guard for the cicadas.
They're coming in just like flamethrowers, machine guns. What are the ones mounted on top of the Jeeps, dude? Just like
some mini guns.
Dude, this is so good.
Declaring war. I think that's an enemy we all could get behind and fight.
With the cicadas.
The cicadas.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, the
trillions of them. You can't make any ground.
Newberry County Sheriff's Office had to post a message on Facebook saying on Tuesday that the whining sound they hear are just the male cicadas singing to attract more mates.
That's what they want you to think.
Stop calling the police.
So they can dust them with their sexually transmitted snow dust.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Remember their butts
zombie
turn white?
Sure. Zombie dust. It's a fungus. Right.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And they're saying that the collective songs can be as loud as jet engines. Scientists wear earmuffs to protect their hearing.
Ready.
Yeah, I know.
Coming but your way.
That's in South Carolina. And then I've got another horror story from North Carolina. Now, don't tell my kids this because they already, my older son has started, he watches a guy on YouTube, not to give him a plug, but his name is Coyote Peterson.
Oh, we watch Coyote
Peterson.
Yes,
okay. Well, yes.
Is he the guy that allows bugs to bite himself?
Yes, it's like nature with Tyson on crack.
Yeah, yeah. Hmm.
He finds like the world's like deadliest bugs and most venomous insects. And then he is like, all right, now let's get him really bad. So he bites me.
And my favorite part about those particular shows is the disclaimer before they're like, don't worry, kids, we're professionals. It's like, no, you're not.
No, nobody. Nothing professional about that.
What college did you go to where you're like, I got my master's in taking bug bites and riling up animals? It's like, no, you're not. I'm like, and oh, it's so good. Like, you can just say that now. Don't do this at home. We're trained professionals.
Yeah.
How so? Yeah. I like Coyote.
You should just say the disclaimer should say, don't do this at home. We have no idea what we're doing.
This is stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's a great success story that I asked my kids about. You know, I'm always curious to know that is Coyote Peterson married? Is there a Mrs. Peterson?
I don't know.
And they said, no, they said, Dad, he has a girlfriend. I was like, wow, even that, incredible.
Mm-hmm.
But they
why
said,
is that incredible?
You know, like, I feel like that would probably be a turn off, I think, for most people, that my occupation is getting stung by various wasps and hornets. But no, I think she was a fan. According to my kids.
YouTube, he has a YouTube channel that Danny could only dream about ever achieving.
Yeah. So yeah. Congratulations.
I torture myself in a like a more drawn out way. He's just like instantly torturing
but
himself.
Anyway. I think you could go that route though a little bit, Danny, and be like, now I'm going to smash my hand with this rock and see if it hurts. Well, see if
isn't
it
that where
hurts.
He's headed once he runs out of insects?
Yeah. Maybe you could let all sorts of different people touch your face for your YouTube channel, Danny.
As you cross and be like, can you please touch my face?
Yeah.
I'm going to let this baby touch my face. I've got pink eye now.
Yeah.
That's a nightmare.
And he has big reactions. Like he can't even like be like, I don't really feel anything. Cause that'd be a horrible video.
Yeah. It's just like veins popping out of his face every single time. It's like, up ant. So one of the top 700 ants in the world bit me.
Yeah. My 10-year-old, he has watched all of Coyote Peterson and he showed it to my 8-year-old. And my 8-year-old is having nightmares about different stinging insects attacking him and then waking up the whole household. So I'm a little salty with Coyote Peterson at present state day. But okay, don't tell this to my younger son, but got a story here about a North Carolina child was complaining about a monster in the closet making noise. Of course, parents are like, listen, there's no monsters in the walls. There's no monster in the closet. Except that then they got a thermal camera in there and they revealed 50,000 bees living behind the wall.
50,000?
Yes.
Is that a lot?
That seems like a lot of bees.
Is that a lot?
Yeah.
Because when I see a beehive, I'm like, there must be 1 million bees in that beehive.
Yeah. How did they know 50,000? Did the thermal camera be like, 50,000?
Yeah. Let me
try an estimate.
Yeah.
Honey? Okay. Wait, is there honey involved? That sounds nice.
Oh, you think that there could be, this is like a...
Like what if honey was just dripping from your ceiling and every morning you'd wake up like the and Shining. You just open your mouth? Well, that wasn't that blood?
Well, this would be like honey.
Did they? I'm just saying like, it's not all bad. Bees aren't actually aggressive. Unless they're like murder hornets or Africanized bees, but like just regular honey bees in your wall, having honey, like a honey waterfall in the kitchen. This sounds like Willy Wonka's fantasy.
Yeah. Okay. Well,
that honey, dude, just like dripping down into your mouth while you sleep.
Yeah. So here's like, they did like the heat sensor of the wall, Danny. And then they cut the wall open.
You have the AC cranking and you're like, I cannot get this room cooler than 79.1 degrees.
There you go.
That's hot.
Yeah.
That is so hot.
Wow.
What did you like set the house on fire? Like, what do you do to get rid of? You call in a guy. I've seen the people who come and take them out, right? Mm-hmm. And they just take the honeycomb and
find the queen.
It.
Yeah.
Leave all the doors open. Yeah,
they open the wall, and the beekeeper said it's one of the biggest hives he's ever seen in 40 years. 50,000 bees swarming like crazy.
Cool.
They were sounds dropping like honey everywhere, all over her stuff. They said,
"Oh my gosh, that's awesome." That is soaked like, isn't honey. That great?
No, that brings in the ants.
And bears. And those,
nothing in here. Yeah, bears. That's true.
The ants and bears are now all migrating to this house.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know. This doesn't sound like a horror story.
Yeah. It is also, I think, probably a frustrating experience as a parent because now the kid is like, I told you. And now every single time the kid says, there's a monster in the closet. Like, there's no, remember last time, Dad?
Okay. All the walls have to be removable now for this child for the rest of their life.
Or transparent.
Look. Oh, yeah. Just transparent. Just clear walls. Why don't they do clear walls so we can see that?
That would be cool if you actually had a wall, kind of like an ant farm, but it was like a beehive wall.
They have that.
Right? So you
would have that.
Encourage bees to come into your house and build a beehive.
So you want like an ant farm type situation where you could just have like a beehive like in your home.
Yes.
Natural
heating.
How cool
would that be?
It would heat the house in the winter because the bees would all be like, yeah. Very cool.
Yeah. That is pretty cool.
Oozing honey.
Mm-hmm. Yes. Yeah. Sweet. Docs in the chat says they should have called in Coyote Peterson. Imagine that video.
Yeah. I'm going to take one sting. I'm going to take one sting by an average European honeybee. Here we go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It's not sticking, and I got to pinch it nipple. With the forceps. These are scientific forceps. Don't worry. I'm a professional. Don't try this at home. You just pinch the bee with the forceps just enough to piss him off.
Yep.
And then they're
guys,
like,
the honeycomb, mm-hmm. the honeycomb
was worth
more than 100 pounds. 100 pounds. Have you ever had honeycomb? It is so delicious.
Oh, not the cereal or a real honeycomb? Of it.
Yeah.
No, real honeycomb.
Mm.
Is
I don't think I ever
had 100 pounds of it.
Are they able to flip that? Because they said it was $20,000 worth of damage to the home.
They should be able to.
In the walls, I wonder if that honeycomb was laced with insulation and like skin dander. So,
asbestos.
Yeah, probably a little tainted.
Lead and asbestos.
Lead. Yeah. Yeah. The best thing for humans to consume.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay. All right. So, you know, you hear some buzzing in the walls. It could be a beehive. Could be the cicadas.
Yeah.
Okay. Should you call the police at that point? You hear buzzing in the walls?
No. Call exterminator.
No.
Okay.
Buzzing in the walls. Yeah. I think that, I don't know who I would call.
I had one time, Rachel and I were staying in Belize, and we walk out of our hotel room and swarm of bees just like caked to the upper side of the door as we open. It's just like zzz, and we close the door real quick and we called and we looked out the window. It was thousands of bees all congregated. They were attracted to like the crack in the door for some reason.
Hmm.
And they came and the hotel came and shoot them all away. But I was like, that was not as intense as this bee in the wall scenario, but you know, just still a hero. I'm still a hero is what I'm trying to say.
You made the call. That's what heroes do. They call other people to solve the problems.
Exactly.
Right. Well, we've talked about all of the different dating apps and different things that people are doing and Facebook groups and everything over the years. But I don't think we've ever talked about this. A man in Sweetwater, Texas decided the best way to meet a new sweetheart was to post a billboard. And so here is the billboard that we meet from Al Gilberti. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Here we go. It says, lonely male can relocate Sweetwater. Seeks female marriage. Seeks female marriage minded. Enjoy karaoke. Don't text and drive. I don't know if they make him put that on there. Like, are they so concerned that people will be texting this number?
Probably.
When the guy who helps him set up this billboard was like, dude, you got to put some parentheses or periods in there, hard stops. He's like, no. So
thank you.
This is not the kind of man you want to marry if you want someone who is open to change, because this guy, I'm sure someone told him, don't put seeks female marriage minded, period. Like,
yeah, you think that maybe that should have been three lines, Danny, of seeks female marriage minded, enjoys karaoke.
Yeah, like this, but I guarantee
they ran out of space, I think.
No, he was too stubborn. He's like, no, this is what I want.
Hmm.
Like, okay, all right. Lonely male can relocate Sweetwater. Again, I'm confused.
Yeah.
Also, never start with lonely male. That's sad. I mean, you'll get the pity text, you know, but lonely male.
Hmm. Well, you think you should open the enjoy karaoke question mark?
Yes, that is the better opener. Awesome dude looking for a woman who loves to party and karaoke hard.
Yeah.
Will relocate anywhere in the world.
Yeah. Also,
I don't know. There's better ways to have done this.
Danny, do you think he should have gone with a better photo?
His granddaughter.
Because this is the photo that they used in the billboard.
Yeah, I can see it. It's not a great one.
Mm-hmm.
At least he's honest, though. Look at me. I'm an old man who's lonely.
Well, he says he's gotten 400 calls and 50 emails in 2 weeks.
You can throw all those emails away.
Do you think those the emails just might be spam?
Those are all for erectile muscle enhancement.
Yeah.
This is sad.
This might be a better. I don't know why you didn't go with this picture.
Let me see. Hold on.
Check this one out, Danny.
Yeah. At least he's got a throne. Look at that. That says, I'm a boss man.
Yeah. I mean, the it's hat, like clearly maybe. Like a prop that's like a... that he's
he said he would
something.
Travel to Europe?
Yeah.
He's he not traveled to, just...
He says that he would relocate.
Yeah, Sweetwater. What does that mean?
That's where he lives. He's in Sweetwater now, but he would go anywhere.
And he's appealing to European women, which is great.
A lot of European women probably driving down the roads of Sweetwater, Texas.
Well, I'm just wondering if you put this up in places in Europe. You know, lonely women places in Europe. And that's why he has that crafted chair.
Yeah. I like that he says he would go as far as the UK. You know, that's it, though. No, he's not going any further into the EU.
He's got to be realistic about what he can do.
Why doesn't he want to go to Australia?
He won't do it.
Good point, Tyson.
Yeah. Although, now, okay, here is where maybe the disconnect is. He's gotten 400 calls and maybe 40 or 50 emails that he says get redirected to a friend's phone. He's been he's getting more inquiries from people that were looking to gain something from me, which I get. People were inquiring, thinking I was someone rich to help them with their bills. I guess a lot of the suitors were sort of confused and thinking that, okay, he's a wealthy man looking for a companion when he apparently is not.
Ooh.
I could see why people might think like, oh, okay.
This guy's wasting money.
This is going to be a benefactor.
Yeah. There is no friend that I would allow to put my phone number up on a billboard. My friendship does not extend to anyone at that kind of level. That's insane. Who is this person who's willing to take like calls and texts and emails for this guy? That's the real story.
Danny, like, how would you feel about your face on a billboard? Would you allow people to touch your face on a billboard?
Or like a scented McDonald's sign. It can be the scented Danny's face. Yeah. Yeah. With my like marginally bad breath that comes out of an opening. I would allow that. Maybe that's the way to do it. The Danny Bryson experience.
Can the billboard sweat maybe also? Like,
will have to sweat. As you get closer, as in real life, my anxiety goes up, so I begin to sweat.
Yeah.
So the billboard isn't necessarily permeating moisture when you're far away from it, but as you get close, it starts to get real steamy.
Yeah.
Exactly.
He says he's looking for someone that's slim built, and looks wise, I don't really mind. So.
Except for being slim.
Right. Just want someone loyal, someone honest about themselves, someone sincere that's going to be coming into something they really want to be in. Don't just be using this man for...
His love.
His love. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You got to be sincere.
It's weird. He's simultaneously done a lot of work to put himself out there and also very little.
Yeah, almost
like,
none.
A billboard
almost
and then posted
none.
A terrible picture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Gave and his friend's number...
Has his friend vet for everything.
He also says, I was with someone that was 26 years younger. That tells you something else too. If the person is younger than me, I don't really mind. Okay, well, we got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Oh, is that older men?
Oh, a revelation.
Willing to date younger women. Got it.
Oh, really?
Okay,
I do
perv.
Wonder.
Yeah, like, let's just go around and start spray painting perv all over these billboards, dude.
I'm thinking that his friend was sick and tired of hearing him talk about how lonely he was, and he actually put up the billboard, and that's why his number is associated with it. Or it's he's like, dude, I'm so sick.
He's like, I'll take the numbers. Yeah, I'll take them. And then the guy's like, how many did we get today? And he's like, 400. He's like, we got 400.
How many college co-eds?
400.
Yeah. Okay. And then last thing I have before we get to Danny's bolt hole. Okay. We're always talking about some new birth control options that are out there. And a new company has a game-changing new prophylactic that they say can be worn pre-arousal for up to 2 hours prior to a romantic encounter.
That's not just like wearing a sun hat in public, zip off pants. I mean, this is like something you put on other places of your body.
It's to be worn over the genitals, and I guess you wear it for up to 2 hours prior to any romantic action.
So it's like Danny and I are like on a hike, and I was like, Danny, are we going to be romantic after this? Because this is about a 2 hour hike. Mm-hmm. And he's like, yeah. And I'm like, I better put the thing on now.
But if it's 2.5 hours, I'm
it's
out.
Too much.
It dissolves? Turns into a pumpkin? Like what happens?
You have to take it off after.
It's diminishing returns.
That's what I'm saying. Why can't I leave it on all day?
I guess you can, but at some point, I think you may need to use the restroom.
Can you imagine having your junk in like a Ziploc bag for 2 hours? I mean, that's essentially what you're doing, right? How uncomfortable. It's way worse than the piss jeans.
Mm-hmm. They say that the benefit of this product is that you put it on before you go out, and then you just forget about it.
Well, don't, because after 2 hours, it probably starts giving you like mold or yeast infection.
Well, yeah, they say think of it more of as a second skin more than a contraceptive.
A cock sock. You just put it on in the morning. And it's like, you don't have to worry about it. Take it off at night.
And it doesn't suffocate. Kind of guy, it doesn't suffocate your nards.
I don't think they're in the container.
Yeah,
it's just like one big old deep inhale.
It's like a ring, and then it's like sort of like a Jiffy Pop lid type of idea, where it will expand later.
Could you imagine taking off your pants? Romantic moment, and the woman just sees that you already had something on.
Yeah, like it's a little presumptive.
Yeah, it's like
well, that's what I'm saying. You have to time it. It's like no, there's
you've
no
got this
in
shriveled
the
raisin mm-hmm. in a bag that's all sweaty and filled mm-hmm. in a tip with like a bunch of wet sweat.
with shoe pond.
It's
or
like,
whatever
boy, I guess
it.
I must have given you the impression that I was that type of person.
Boot juice, yeah, yeah. You're
boot
dripping
juice,
with boot
yeah,
juice.
Soaking it.
Yeah,
I mean. Honestly, nothing could be less appealing, in my opinion, of like in that moment. Oh, we're yeah. so, oh, this is so sexy. You're like, well, what's that? What is that? You're like, oh, I put
knew
this
we
on a couple hours
this.
Ago.
I knew we were going to do this.
I didn't want to have to stop. So I was saving time before I left the house.
Yeah.
How much funding and where did it come from for this product? How come we never get any of this money?
Well, like it's not money. Latex. That it's a synthetic resin called AT10.
Okay. Oh, that sounds healthy. I mm-hmm. want AT10 all over my dong.
Is it like
chemical?
Is it like coenzyme Q10? It's the new latest and greatest in nutrition.
Mm-hmm.
You know, putting on a condom might be a good thing, and that at least it breaks up the moment and gives maybe a moment of clarity. Like, do I really want to do this? Is this something that I want to do? I mean, maybe it's helpful in that way. Wearing a bag, even if it is AT10 on mm-hmm. your junk all day, that doesn't sound right.
Okay.
I'm gonna buy some and just try it out though, see how comfortable it is.
Just wear it, and then you never know what's gonna happen.
And if I had to pee, right, maybe that could be a nice backup on a long drive. Just take some of these with you.
Yeah, oh yeah,
pee, just it, fill them up.
And if it doesn't work out, then you just say, hey, do you see my trendy new jeans, everybody?
Oh man,
it's a win-win.
By the way, going back to the jeans, coming full circle, I was on his website looking, and he has these pants that instead of having a vertical zipper at the crotch, he has a horizontal zipper, which just looks so foreign and unusual. Could you imagine if a guy opened up his horizontal zipper on his pants mm-hmm. and he was already wearing a prophylactic? Mm-hmm. It would be like you were in the future. Like
Wally.
I'm from the future. This is how they make love in the future. Horizontal zippers, all day condoms.
Okay. Well,
so we're in.
Yeah.
All in. You're in.
Yeah. Baby. Just just get the outfit. I guess I just have to buy all this stuff. I don't know if I have enough.
All right, Danny's makeover coming soon. All right, Danny, are you ready to take us to your bolt hole?
I am more ready now than I will ever be.
Okay.
Yes.
Welcome to my bolt hole. I think you're gonna like it. I think you're gonna feel you belong.
Yeah.
I've been soaking up the paranormal recently. Yes. I mean, really soaking it up.
Mm-hmm.
Like, okay.
Watching way too much. And I've come to a conclusion that something is going on. Something is happening. I just can't imagine all these people over decades and decades are lying about experiencing some of these things. Now, if I was to create a list of the things that I believe, I'm going to put Yeti and Sasquatch at the bottom, right?
Okay.
And I'd probably put UFOs or UAPs or whatever they call them now at the top of the list. And then you can put ghosts and everything else somewhere in between.
Wait, but so the UFOs at the top, are those also aliens or do aliens fall below that list?
Like, I don't know where I haven't been able to decide where I am on that actual beings. But I mean, there was the article recently about the kid who saw something land in his backyard in Vegas. They have, and we talked about this, they have the video of it from the police cams of this green object in this neighborhood. And it's just like, why would this kid lie? And in most cases, these people who tell these stories have nothing to gain from telling the story, especially 40 years ago, where they were shamed and run out of town in some instances. And it's just like, I don't know what's happening, but there is something happening. And even if it's a mass hallucination, that's still something that needs to be looked at. You know what I mean? Something's going on.
Okay.
And so this doesn't have to do with any one story. It just has to do with the fact that I've been watching these specials on Netflix, and it seems to be—
Which ones, Danny?
Steam. Well, I watched the extraterrestrial one that Steven Spielberg put together.
Yeah.
And then I watched a more recent one. So the Steven Spielberg one might have been called Encounters. Mm-hmm. And then the other one that's more recent, and it talks about these guys in Mississippi who encounter or taken up and probed or whatever in a ship, right?
Yeah.
And then the sheriff pulls them aside.
You're thinking Fire in the Sky.
It might have been based on this story, but these two guys are taken into the police station because they think, oh, what should I do? Oh, we should report this to the police. So they go to the police.
They're in on it.
And the police leave them alone to talk to each other, these two guys that were claiming to be abducted. And they leave a recording mechanism in the desk drawer to hear what they say. They're not talking about, oh, well, we got to stick together on this part of the story. They're both still talking about what they experienced.
Mm.
Like, oh, dude, do you remember what that door looked like? And blah, blah, blah. And I'm just like, as I consume all of this mass media, and falling down this rabbit hole, right? I don't want to become one of those people, but it's just like, I can't shake the feeling that there is something huge just right there on the periphery of what we see as humans and that we just can't figure it out, but it's huge. It's just
like, I
don't know. Very big. Think about it. If any of these things came out to be true, right? Mm-hmm. Ghosts were real. People visited this planet. There were spacecraft on the Earth. Any of that news would be, for a lot of people, like earth-shattering. It would really change the perspective. Oh, yeah.
I kind of feel like people wouldn't even care.
They'd explain it away.
I'm saying, like, you can't explain it away. It's so in your face that you have to accept.
Anybody who's views would have shifted based on the knowledge will just find a way to integrate it and be like, the Bible said it very early in the Bible. Yeah. It said it.
And a lot of people would just be distracted by the next cheese puff guy.
24-hour news cycle, you know, aliens. Okay. By Friday, we'd be back to talking about Survivor 50.
But to me, it is kind of true. People will have to go on with their lives. You can't give all of your energy to that thing, right?
Mm-hmm.
You actually still have to make a living, feed your family, blah, blah, blah. But to me, it was like, this stuff would be earth-shattering. It would be view-changing. But it's just like always just there on the edge of understanding, like, oh, we almost saw it. We almost have these this evidence, but it never gets there.
Okay.
And I know we talk about it all the time, but it's just like I just watch. Well,
that's
way
why
too
people
many
come to News AF.
Shows.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Maybe it's more entertaining to talk about Cheese Puff Man.
Maybe, you know, he's part of it, Danny. There.
Maybe that's why he won't show his face.
Distracting us. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, I mean, like horizontal zippers on pants, piss pants, they're all a distraction.
Yeah.
From the things that matter,
like this,
being abducted and probed.
Yeah. And they're still probing. Like, there's still more to learn about the human beehole.
Yeah. Well, I think it's easier to probe with a horizontal zipper.
That's true. That is
well, the
horse.
Yeah. I don't know what you're probing.
And does the probe have the device front on it to, you know, 2 hours? We're going to probe in 2 hours, get this device.
Oh, yeah.
And,
yeah.
They wrap it like the dentist in like saran wrap.
Yeah, well, maybe that's why you need to wear the resin prophylactic before you leave the house. It makes it harder to probe, I think.
Mm. Oh, yeah. Well, if you sold me something that was like anti-probe, maybe every time I went out into the, you know, the wilderness alone.
The aliens are like, I think he's wearing resin.
Yeah. I think there's a market for anti-probe wear.
Hmm.
Yes, in a lot of these, like,
let's talk to Jean-Luc, whoever the designer is. And be like, instead of piss pants next year, let's do pokey bottom jeans.
Well, no, we want protection from the probing. Right?
Yeah, pokey. So they're out poking, yeah, like porcupine pant jeans.
And anti-poke pants.
Yeah. Yeah.
Were the guys that went to the police station, Danny, were they disturbed or they had a good experience?
No, they were very disturbed. And one of them was, he like had trauma for like 20 years. He wouldn't even talk about it. And that was a show on Netflix that I just watched. And I was like, dang, like something's going on, Rob. Something's going on. I don't ever want to be probed. I don't ever want to have that.
You don't even want your face touched.
I don't want my
We know you don't want to be probed.
Imagine the alien with his long green finger stroking my face. It would be like the biggest
Mr. Bryson.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay, Mr. Bryson. All right. Here's some Reese's Pieces. We saw it on a movie.
Let's start to talk about what the image should be for today's episode of News AF.
Danny getting probed by an alien while it's touching his face.
Let's at least use stories from News AF.
Well, there was Cheeseball Man.
A man made out of
Cheeseball Man, and also the pee pants.
A superhero. Mm. A cheese ball themed superhero who peed his pants.
Who's lonely. I would say cheese ball man, some version of cheese ball man.
Okay, here we go. A cheese ball themed superhero standing on stage in front of an auditorium crowd.
Okay.
With condoms on his hand and feet.
Well, I don't know. I think he should be wearing the crotch, wet crotch jeans.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't think the AI can figure that out.
Yeah, they're not going to get that right. Mm-hmm.
That's way
let's
too
see what
advanced.
They do. Let's see what they do.
Okay. In front of a crowd. Let's see what that is. Okay, Danny, what's coming up for you? I hear that you are only... I can't say crotch. Okay. With a wet stain.
Wet pants.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay. No crotch.
I do like
talk.
The AI has standards. Uh-uh. Yeah, it's got standards.
We got dinged. Okay. All right. I hope I don't lose any social credits over that. All right. So Danny, what's coming up for you? I hear you're only a couple 100 subscribers away from 100K on YouTube.
Dude, yes, this is the slowest. I've never cared ever, but somehow over the last week or two,
it's the only thing you care about. It's the only thing I care about. You wake up in the morning, look at your phone. Get zooks.
I just got to, I'll put up any video. I've been putting up like subpar videos just in an effort to cross that finish line. But 150 away. So. Wow.
And do you don't think our listeners that are here have already all subscribed?
I think they've all done their part when we first talked about it like a year or two ago.
Mm-hmm. And mediocre amateur is the mediocre amateur. So not only are you getting amateurish style content, it's from someone who's mediocre.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, exactly. It's like a disclaimer before you even watch it.
Yeah, like, it just sets your expectations low. And then you're like, oh, he actually is pretty good at hiking.
Yeah, it's great because that name set me back like 2 years. So totally worth it.
Okay. All right. I've got some results to show you here. Okay. All right. So I punched in two different versions of this. Okay. So, all right. Here's the first batch here of our cheese puff eating
superhero. Basically carrot top.
I don't mind the Superman one. One with the Superman logo on him.
This one. So we have this one. It looks like it's raining. People are, you know.
Yeah. And look at his quads too, Daddy.
Yeah. This might be Danny.
That is. That guy is ripped. Way too much.
I don't know who this guy is who's standing beside the cheese puff man, but the crowd is patiently waiting by. Yeah. Not a very diverse crowd.
His best friend.
Look at how good the hands are now. Is AI getting smarter?
Maybe. They're figuring it out. And then this is the one with where we asked for the wet jeans. This one's really a close-up, really, on the jeans, but...
crotch.
This one, he looks distraught.
Is that guy taking a dump?
Yeah, he's very.
Or took a dump. Yeah, okay.
Yeah. And then
where's
this one is like more gritty.
In the rain again.
Okay. Yeah.
Why are they so yoked? Did you secretly put in super yoked?
You don't have to. AI knows what humans
They know
want
what a superhero is. This is a really a all women crowd here for this one.
Yeah. Well, yeah, with pants like that.
Yeah, Cheeto, man.
Really? Look at those pants.
Yeah.
Like, I can't look away.
All right, so this is the one that was the
I like that one.
The popular favorite.
I like that one.
Mm-hmm.
Danny.
Oh. The snarl on his face. Like, dude, you want me to eat more? Look at that.
Yeah.
Or do you like the
why
first
are they so
one
angry?
More?
This one is sort of like a hybrid between a superhero and an actual cheese puff.
Yeah. I don't mind that one either, actually.
Do you have a preference, Danny?
Top right, the one that Tyson likes. I think that's probably
this
my,
one.
No, it'd go all the way up.
This one.
Yeah.
Yeah. He's kind of the Joker.
Yeah, he is kind of the Joker. It's good.
A terrifying.
Good.
If that was the guy who ate the cheese puffs, I'd be a little bit more concerned about the cult aspect.
Downloading
of the
now.
Movement.
Okay. All right. Tyson, what's coming up for you?
Pickleball, disc golf. I'm gonna get out off on Friday, test my elbow.
Yeah.
A lot,
good luck.
And try to learn how to throw without throwing as hard as I
elbows.
Can. Yeah. And I think that's it.
It's all in the wrist.
It's all in the wrist, probably.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So yeah, that's all.
All right.
Danny?
Yeah, it is.
Yep. And then
Rob's turn to tell.
Yeah, over on RJP, of course, we've got all the Survivor, but we've also got, I checked out the premiere, so you didn't have to, of MILF Manor is back. Season 2.
Danny's favorite show.
Danny, it's a big twist.
I saw this interview with some of the contestants and they were like, yeah, we were worried about being on the show because it might ruin our reputations, but they still went on.
No, they still went on. Was that the MILFs or the guys?
I didn't have a picture. It was just a quote from like a headline. I thought, yes, it's probably going to ruin your reputation. You were correct.
Yeah.
It still went on.
Yeah. MILF Manor, they took their talents to Canada this season.
Because it's legal in Canada?
I don't think it's illegal anywhere to date a MILF. But yeah, so there's a big twist. I won't ruin it, but we have a full recap up on RHAP. So check that out. Plus also Deal or No Deal Island. Dandy is coming to its conclusion. So check out what our friend Rob is up to on Dandy. All right.
Okay.
And then we'll be back next week to tell you more about what's going on in the world. See if Danny has cracked anything that's going on with the aliens and much more. Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.
Get it, guys.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. That should brighten your day a little. Actually, a lot. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's chumbacasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. See terms and conditions. 18+.